Chapter 38. In the basement of Hero's home in Las Vegas, Adeline said to Elliot, "I want to hear what Danielle is lying about, but first I want you to tell me what you're doing in Death Valley, what you're digging up out there." For a long moment, both Elliot and Hero were silent. Finally, Elliot said,
"What has Danielle told you about Absalom 2?
"Vague generalities that only create more questions. I believe you know that routine."
"Here's a straight answer, Adeline. Absalom 2 allows us to transport matter back to any timeline we want, including our own. But there's a problem."
"Which is?"
"We're still not able to send things to exact times or locations. My breakthrough was figuring out how to target the Absalom to specific universes, but they have to be universes created from our own."
"Why?"
"Entanglement. It's the only bridge between the universes. Otherwise, they're completely separate. We'd have no way to even know they existed. In my experiments, I used entanglement like a tracking beacon, as a string pulled between the separate timelines, a string we could use to guide something else to that universe. All I needed was matter that was already entangled with the target universe to tag the payload. That breakthrough is what I showed the other Absalom scientists the night Nora was killed."
Elliot inhaled sharply. Adeline sensed regret on his part.
"Of course, they instantly knew what it meant. That Absalom was now capable of changing our past. Nora and Sam thought it was the most dangerous thing ever created, that it would be the end of our reality. Nora even thought it was the answer to the Fermi paradox, that Absalom 2 was how all sufficiently developed universes ended, in causality failures."
"But you wanted to use it, didn't you, Elliot?"
"Of course."
"For Charlie?"
"Yes, for Charlie," he said, turning away from her. "But Danielle was also in favor of using it."
"Why?"
Elliot turned back to her.
"We have a theory now. We believe Danielle knows that Absalom 2 has already been used."
"How? When?"
"We don't know yet. In fact, you now know as much as we do."
"No, I don't," Adeline said. "Tell me how it works, Absalom 2.
"No," Elliot replied, studying her. "You tell me. This is a good exercise for you. Go ahead. You've been working at Absalom Sciences, studying how the machine works. You know we're working on the time and location delivery for Absalom 2. You know we're testing it in Death Valley. How do you think we're conducting those tests?"
Adeline thought for a moment. "You take an object. It would have to be a small mass, because the amount of power required to send something via Absalom is exponentially proportional to the mass of the object."
"Good so far."
"You'd want an object that contains some isotope that decayed over time, so that you could measure how far back it went via radiometric dating. That would be your accuracy check. You target a time, then you find it and determine how old it is."
"Very good."
"But finding it would be difficult, because, again, it's small and the world is large. But I guess you guys have figured that out to a certain degree. You map the movements of the continents over time, and you know if you deposit something in a certain area in the past where it would be today."
"That's right."
"But that could be anywhere in an area of, say, a few hundred miles or even a 1,000-mile radius. You'd need a specific way to locate it. Like a radio isotope. Something harmless, but strong enough for you to detect, even if it was buried below the surface."
Elliot smiled and nodded.
"Very good."
"So, you fashion one of these test strips."
"We call them tuning bars," Elliot said.
"Tuning bars, which can be dated and which give off a locating isotope. And you send it back, and then you go out to Death Valley and you dig it up and see how close the location and time was to your predicted arrival?"
"Almost right."
Adeline cocked her head. "Almost right?"
"Almost."
"No, it is right. What I described is what you're doing."
"True, but the order is wrong."
"It can't be. You send it back, and then you go look for it."
"It doesn't work like that."
Elliot stepped closer to her.
"Think about it in terms of causality."
Adeline's eyes went wide. No way.
Do you see it?
Adeline spoke carefully, her mind still trying to grasp what she was saying. First, you make a plan.
Elliot nodded. Correct. We discuss the experiment in the lab. We make a pact between ourselves, Danielle, Constance, Hero, and myself, that we will carry out the experiment no matter what happens.
And you acquire the tuning bar, Adeline said.
Yes.
But you don't send it back.
No, we don't. We lock it in a box in the lab, one only the four of us can access.
Adeline nodded, still amazed. Then you go out to Death Valley, and you try to find it.
That's right.
And if you do, you send it.
Correct. Because if we don't find it, then we never sent it.
Adeline buried her face in her hands. This is breaking my brain.
Elliot's voice was reflective. What Hero and I showed the group the night Nora died was one of our first successful experiments. We had been working on the updates to Absalom for quite some time, and were finally sure we could target our universe consistently. So we planned the experiment. We went out to Death Valley and found the bar. We put it in a box. Then we procured the bar and put it in the machine and sent it back. I opened the box on the table and showed the group the aged version we had found. Proof positive that it was feasible to target our own universe. That set everything in motion. For that, I feel guilty.
Well, there's one way to make it right, Adeline said. We get Dad back. Can we use Absalom 2 to transport him to our timeline?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Why?
Power and machine mass. We can't effectively transmit what he needs to the past.
But you're changing that.
No, we can't. That's pretty much unsolvable.
I see. But can you send something to Dad?
We can, Elliot said slowly. Something smaller. But there are two issues.
I don't like the sound of that.
The first is power.
Adeline shook her head. What are you talking about? You have a virtually limitless power source from the solar field in the Sea of Glass.
Accessing the power isn't the problem. It's using it without anyone knowing.
Adeline shrugged. Why?
Our agreement with the government is that we can perform experiments on Absalom, but we are strictly prohibited from using it on any objects with a mass over 25 grams. That's not enough to really help us.
You said there were two issues.
The second problem is that your dad was sent to the past with an untuned prototype of Absalom 2.
Adeline shook her head. No, he was sent with the main machine.
We switched out the control module, Hero said.
Adeline smiled. Which enables you to target his timeline.
That's right, Elliot said. But the second problem is that the version of Absalom 2 we used isn't completely done. It's not capable of targeting specific times and locations.
Are you serious? You don't know exactly what year he's in? Or where?
Correct.
Then he's effectively lost in time. And you're guessing when you send things back to him.
Yes, we are.